Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Nun Ches Amud Beis. We are in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem will be finishing, or getting very close to finishing, Simen Shin Sadi Aleph. We begin on the very top line. We're in the middle of Sif Aleph, but the very first words on the very top line, when the Mechaber continues telling us about Jews that are living in a city. If you have two chatzeros over here with Jewish people living in this city, and there are other non-Jewish people living in the city as well, the Jewish people, if they wish to go and carry throughout the rest of the Mavoyu, so this city would have to go and rent the rights from the non-Jewish people, from each chotzer in that city. And it wouldn't be sufficient, but if they just rent from the governor, if they rent from the leader of the city, one of the officers of the city, that wouldn't suffice. Let's understand this. Look at the Mishneh Berurah, Siv Katan Yud. Nira, the Mishneh Berurah is telling us over here, even if each chotzer is connected to a separate mavoi. So you might have thought that therefore they wouldn't ruin it for each other. They don't look as if they're halachically one individual in the presence of an akum, which you don't have to go and rent from him, because the kivin shayir mukefes chol masviva, since the city is surrounded by a wall, so then each chatzer is considered connected to the other chatzeros through the various mavoyos. Nechshavim kol hamavoyos kimavoy echad. So all the mavoyos are considered like one, and just because this chatzer is connected to this mavoy, and the other chatzer of Yisraelim is connected to a different mavoy, doesn't make them be visualized as if they were just one chatzer alone with one yiddah, because they made an area of chatzeros for their own chatzer. And instead, in this situation, the kivin she'er mukefes chol masviva, since the city is surrounded, nechshavim kol hamavoyos kimavoy echad, va'osrim ha'yisraelim ze'al ze'. They ruin it for each other. And if they make a sheet of avoyos, they have to again go and rent from the akum over there. Unless in Losha Yubomus Chalukin Zemizeh, Bitsuras a Pesach or Bishne Pasim, unless the Chatzeros that they were in were each truly separated from the others by either a Tsuras a Pesach or by Shtei Pasim. Again, a full fledged halachic separation. And then, as we've already learned previously, with Chashabiyarno, Bisim, Shin Pevav, Siv Beis, and the Haggad, the Ramov there, and the Mishneh Berurah, the Kaman, and Simon, Shin Tzadi Beis, Sivav, in that situation, they're all considered two separate entities, and therefore each one is considered like a single individual, and they wouldn't have to rent from the Goy. Siv Katan Yud Aleph, that wouldn't be sufficient if you just rented from the leader. Even though the city governor, let's say, owns the houses, he's halachically considered in charge of those houses and is renting them out to the people. In order that you get taxes and rentals from those houses, nevertheless, he isn't considered the boss. Why not? By Tom, the reasoning is, because as long as they're paying rent, as long as they're paying the taxes over here, he doesn't have the right to get them out of their homes. As we've already learned, Ukahid the Simin Shin Pebe Sifyut Ches. And even if he's in charge of them legally, he's in charge of the dinim and the judgments over here. Nevertheless, since he can't kick him out of the houses, he's not viewed as the person that you can rent the rights for them from him. The issue footnote number 8 points out, if he in fact is able to go and kick them out of their houses, but he would have to pay them, so then the Rashba says, Nechshav ki ilu eino yochel asalkum. That's called as if he doesn't have the rights to get him out because he has to pay them. And therefore, in this situation, he would not be the person that you could go buy the acquire the rights from for the rest of the people that are in that city. Then we go to the Ramah, who adds, Haggah, he brings down a lenient opinion. The Yesh Omrim, he brings down this opinion, which the Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Beis says, V'chayin hiskimu ha'achronim la'alocha, that many of the achronim hold like this, and in the Shaar Etzion Osei, he says this is in the name of the El Yerabah, Tosef HaShabbos, the Shulchan HaTzishitim, the Chayyadam, not like the opinion of the Taz that disagrees with this. And what do all these achronim say? The Yesh Omrim, the Davka le'inyin lahotzi la'achnis l'rishus ha'en Yehudi. That which we said, you can't go and purchase it from the governor over here, the head of the city, in this situation where you can't kick him out of the houses. That would only be that you can't go carry from your houses into their houses. Aval, letalto b'mavoy, but the owner of the city, the governor, the head of the city, does have the right to sell you the rights into the mavoy. So therefore, you can go carry from your house into the mavoy, yochol liskor min asar. In this situation, you could acquire the rights, so to say, to the mavoy from the sar ha'ir, shahari derech ha'mavoy, who shall asar, because he does have the rights for the mavoy, v'yochol asalei kol ha'enim yehudim yisham, and he brings down from the rivash that he could, in fact, kick the other people out from the mavoy, even though he may not be able to kick them out of their house. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Yud Beis that this is the halacha, according to all the achronim that we mentioned in to Sharasion Osei, and in Sivkot Yud Gimel he says Lahot Simi Bata Yisrael Lahachnis Lohem, and that you can even go and take from your houses in the Yisrael's houses in the Chatzer over here, the Batim that they have can take their stuff out from the houses into the Chatzer and then into the Mavoi, which they've rented now from the non-Jewish person, and therefore they can be metaltal throughout the Mavoi. The reasoning is because for the mavoi, the sar of the ear certainly has the rishus. And he can give the individuals a different place for them to exit their houses. And therefore, he has the rights to go and rent this out. The mechaber continues and he adds, under what circumstances is this true? We're talking besar she'ein habatim shelo, where he doesn't own these houses himself. But gam. And he doesn't have the right to use the houses. Even during wartime, he can't quarter his men or store supplies over there. As the Mishmur explains in Sivkot and Tezvav, Ella misnayik hadavar al piyotzi amedina. That is dependent upon other people. The advisors of the state have the right to say something like that, but not the sarah ear. So in that situation, then you can't go and carry into their houses. However, but where he does have the power, everything in the city is done at his request or his say-so or by the appointees that he makes. In that situation, you can definitely be sochah from that sar or from his workers. Then mahani, that would be good. As the Mishnah explains, Zivkon Tezayin, Haino Apilu Le'inyan Lahotzi Lahachlis L'Bati Akam. Then you can carry stuff from your houses into your chotzer, into the mavoi, and then even to the chotzer and the houses of the Akam, because you have purchased those rights, you've acquired those rights from the rightful owner, which is a Sarah Ir, who's powerful in this situation, as we just explained. And the Mechaber explains further, and he writes, Shahari Yeshlo Rishus Lahoshiv Anoshim Uklein Milchamto Bevote Bnei Ha'ir B'Shas Mochamo Shalom Midaitam. Because his power is so all-inclusive over here that at least he would have the right to go put people or various utensils over there into the houses of these people during the time of war, even without their permission. Shalom Midaitam. The Mishmur explains in Sivkot Yud Zayin, Bishas Mochama, he says, look in the Bir Halacha. If you look in the Bir Halacha where it says, Sharei Yesh Lo Rishus, he says, V'im Ayideh Hechrech Noe Kach, if he's only doing this out of, so to say, force of habit, he doesn't really have permission to do so, V'eino Mechokam Lochem, and the king didn't give him the right to do so, then Eino Mo, then he doesn't have the right to do so, and therefore you can't acquire the rights from him. And this is brought down in the name of the El Yerabah and the name of the Rivash. The issue footnote number 11 says that the basis for this is actually a Shelus Tshuvas Rashba. However, he says that that isn't in agreement with what the Shelus Tshuvas Sholom Meshev says, as well as the Tzemach Tzedek. They both hold Sha'af Shebizmanenu Sheni Talakoch Me'esadoni Ir. Even though nowadays the city officer, the mayor, the governor, doesn't have those same rights, nevertheless, Kivan Sheba Alimus Yeshlem Koch, they do have certain strengths over here, certain powers. They are considered as the legal representative, so to say, of the city, and therefore you can acquire the rights from them. The Chofetz Chaim adds in the Bir Halacha, Dibur Masku Shlo Midaitim from the Chacham Tzvi, he says, "My Mahani b'meshi yesh lo rishus lo haniach kelim mishas muchama." How does it help to say that he has the right during the time of muchama to go and put utensils there? Therefore, he's considered the person that you can go and rent from. Right now, there's no muchama. Umimela ain lo ato shum rishus. So therefore, he doesn't have any rishus if there's no muchama. And therefore, how can you go and acquire the rights to the other non-Jewish people via this sarah ear? And he brings down the Mayri Bisar Sheyacholos Biyodu La'orer Medonim U'Muchama B'chol Shosh Yirtza. Since he could cause a fight if he wanted to and make a Muchama with the neighboring towns, the Ein B'nei HaMedina Ma'akvin Olav, and nobody can stop him from doing so, therefore, Yofe Kochu L'Haski. Therefore, he is considered as if it's always Shas Muchama, and you can't go and rent from him. As opposed to, Imein Biyodu B'vad B'li Rishosan She'ir La'aruch Muchama. If he doesn't have the right to make a Muchama without the permission of others, then Ein Kochu Yofe, then he wouldn't be allowed to do so, and therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to go and rent from him. The Mishmur adds further in Sivkot Nutches, based upon this, Ulafizeh Mutu Liskor Mehamemuna Shel Melech. You can therefore go and rent out the rights from the appointee of the king, because certainly, Sharei Yesh Rishus LaMelech Lohoshiv Anoshev Uklei Muchamto Bavati Bin Yair, because the king always has the right to go and put people in the various houses or to put his utensils in the houses because he's the king. And he can do this Shalom Midaitam Midino de Machus, and he can do this based upon his rights as the king, and therefore his appointees serve in his place. Vim Kain, therefore, Kol Eved Me'avod Vaktanim Have a Kisiru Lakito. Therefore, any one of the king's appointees is halachically considered like a Sriru Lakito, and you can rent from the little Sriru Lakito, as we've learned previously, Shari Hamunah Hubim Koma Melch, because they're acting sort of as functionaries of the king. The Chofetz Chaim adds, "V'nira li the davka mehamuna al zeh." It's only people that are appointed for these positions. For example, kamo zeh shekorim politzia, like the police that we have. Sheyadua shekol dvar hamalchus nasi yado, because they're acting on behalf of the king. Vafilu mehamisharsim shalem, and even the servants of those officers. Shariyesh la mishus li kach misharsim shal yedeim niskayim kol tzivur yamelach, because the police can also appoint people to work on their behalf. However, avo meyan shechilosa, from his soldiers, afilo roshalim, even the general, even the head of the soldiers, lo mahani, it wouldn't work over here. Because they're not appointed as the soldiers to run the city, and only the officers of the city are appointed by the king. And he brings us down the name of the chayyadim, but the soldiers wouldn't have the status that you could go rent from them, because they don't have the rishus to do this. We go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Yisraelim hadorim b'chotzer yechidi, if you have a Jewish people over here living inside a single chotzer in a city that is filled with non-Jewish people, and this city, Shehimu Kefes Choma, is surrounded by a wall. The Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Chof, Pirish, Av Shekamo Yisraelim Dorim B'chotzer, even though there are many Jewish people living in this single chotzer, Mikomokum Mutarim Hayu Lahotzi Me'achotzer L'Mavol Shalir, they're allowed to carry from their chotzer into the Mavos of the city, because the Linyan Shitufi Mavoyos, since in regards to Shitufi Mavoyos, Kol B'nei Chotzer Kechad L'Chashivi Hechosherbu, if they made their own Erev Chatzeris over here, then they're considered like one person, like one entity, B'chanel, as we've already explained previously, and therefore, it's like there's one Jew over here living with Goyim, and therefore he's allowed to carry into the enclosed other areas of the city. Now we're talking here, Shehi Mukefes Choma, Sivkot and Chof, where he writes, the Aideze ain't a tzricha od shum tikkun, because it's enclosed with a wall. Likewise, v'hu adin imeinu Mukefes Choma, if it wasn't enclosed with a wall, the same din would apply, as long as v'asuya b'tikkun mavoz kedin, as long as it was appropriately surrounded, like a mavi is with a tzuras pesach, or with a lechi and korah appropriately. In any event, in this situation, they're allowed to carry. And even, Mechaber adds, if the Avru Yehudim Acherim, other Jewish people then enter there, Derech Sham, they go into this city via these Mavoyos, on Shabbos, B'Shabbos, V'nis Achsenu B'Chotzer Acheres, and they go and dwell in another Chotzer there, so now you have other Jews in this Chotzer, nevertheless, ain't an Osher Malam, they don't ruin it for the people that previously made an Erech Chotzeros. Why not? Because they are considered Orchim, and the Oreach ain't an Osher, they're guests, and a guest doesn't ruin it for somebody even if he comes there on Shabbos. The Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Chof Aleph, V'nis Achsenu B'Chotzer Acheres, and they go and they dwell in another chotzer in this city over here. And likewise, v'uadin sheshayach din zeh im misachsein ba'osa chotzer sheyisrael dor sham. The same halach would apply if they were in a different chotzer or even in the same chotzer where the Jewish people had already made an erech chotzeros. V'gam akum dor sham. And even if an akum is over there, they would not ruin it, and you'd still be allowed to carry. Then the Mishnah Berurah adds, "Uleinyan l'tiltulei be'osa chotzer atzman, to carry within that chotzer itself the mutarim shneim afbli erev ubli schiris reshus mina akum mehaytaima, and to carry just within the chotzer, not from the houses to the chotzer, they can do that even without an erev chotzeros over here and without renting the rights from the non-Jewish person for the same exact reason." Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chof Beis, and therefore eino osur naleim rosh lomer. The Mishnah Berurah is saying, the Mechaber is telling us here, daf the kaim alon. Normally we have the rule shim shnei yisraelim darim be'ir, if two Jewish people live in a city, v'yeshom gam akum ador be'ir, and there's non-Jewish people living in that city, eino mo'il shum tikkun l'taltel, they can't just enclose the area and carry, kos man shelo sachu imenu rishusel, unless they rented or acquired the rights from the non-Jewish person. Here, however, that doesn't apply because they're only guests, and therefore b'tilei legabi Yisrael akavubi also here. They are considered non-existent because they're guests to the other Jewish people in the city. Since the other Jewish people over here are considered like one, the Akum doesn't ruin it for them, and they don't have to go and acquire the rights from the Akum. V'im kein, therefore, en kan elisol echad, we view them halachically as only one Jew. The guests are not considered in this picture, and therefore all the rest of the people are one Jew in halacha, and therefore they're not ruined by the Akum, and they don't have to rent from the Akum. The Mechaber continues and he writes, and therefore, mutarim l'talto b'chol ha'ir, they can continue to carry throughout this enclosed city. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chof Gimel, Rotz Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, the gamma orchim bi'atzmon, even the guests over here would be permitted, mutarim l'talto b'chol ha'ir. They can't bring from their houses out into the city, but once stuff is in the city, once stuff is in the outside the house area that's enclosed, they can carry throughout that city. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Magen Avraham disagrees. V'das Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham says the Afa Orchim ain't an Osrin la Balabayis Hakavuasham, that the Orchim don't ruin it for the Balabayis over there. However, Aval Balabayis Osir al Orchim, but the Balabayis does ruin it for the Orchim, Shalol Hotzi mi Batan L'ir, and they can't carry from their houses into the city area. How do we paskin? The Mishnah Berurah says, "Vanan naktino kedasa shulchan aruch shigam hei mutarim." We take the more lenient approach and say that the Aruchim are in fact allowed to carry from their houses throughout the city as well, just like the regular dwellers are, and the Aruchim don't ruin it for the regular dwellers, and likewise the regular dwellers don't ruin it for the Aruchim. As we've already learned, in a similar situation with the Chatzir, Kamosha Kosav Nulel B'Simen Shinayin B'Shem Akronim. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says they can carry throughout the city b'chol ha'ir sukkot and chavdalid. V'kol shekein shemutarim l'talta b'chotzer shemis achsinim v'in an osum zelzeh. And they certainly can go and carry in the area, the chotzer, that they're dwelling in, that they're guesting in that area. They don't ruin it for each other. Likewise, v'gam kein mehai taima, based upon this reasoning, the nitfalim l'gabri balabayis ha'kavua, because the same reasoning applies over here, that they're considered subordinate to the balabayis, and just like the balabayis can carry there, so too they're allowed to carry over there. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "V'nira davka kishair mukefes choma." This is only applicable or true if the city is surrounded by a wall, or alternatively, oh, shasuya b'tikin erivin kadin, or they have a regular tikin over here for the mavos of the city, as is halachically mandated. The chashivi kulu kechotzerachas. In this way, they're considered like one entity, one chotzer, because otherwise, di lav halchi lo betila legabe yisrael shadar b'chotzer acharetz. Otherwise, they would not be considered subordinate to the Jewish people living in a different chotzer. The ostrim zalzel etaltu b'chotzer, and everybody would ruin it for everybody else to carry in their yards. Furthermore, v'da. That which we said that a guest normally doesn't ruin it. That's only in a situation where he doesn't come there on a semi-regular basis, and it's a one-time thing, so to say. He's a guest there now, he doesn't ruin it. If he regularly comes over there as a guest, for example, like they used to have the trade areas, and the people used to go to the fairs or the markets over there called the Yeridin, and Regilin Lavo Sham Tamid. Every year, let's say, in Tishrei, they would have the fair. Every year in Adar, they would have another fair. So in these situations where they're regulars going there, they're not considered guests anymore. Choshev, according to this opinion, Kikvius, as if they were regular dwellers, but Oser Miyad, Kishabar Shoma. And they would ruin it for the other Jewish people, unless they made an Erech HaTzeres together, as soon as they came there on that particular Shabbos. As we've already learned previously in Simen Shin Pei Dalet, in regards to Kimol Inyan Akum. Finally, however, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down an opinion called the Yesh Mekilin. There are those that are lenient, Gambas, that even in this regard, Kozman Sheishalov Shem Orech, as long as he's called the guest, the Hainu Watch Shloshim Yom, if he hasn't been there for more than 30 days, even though he's a regular coming there on an irregular basis for less than 30 days, he is still called the guest, and he wouldn't ruin it for the other people there. I know this was somewhat of a complicated simon, but with this we conclude today's Shir and Simon Shin Sadi Aleph.